Today is the feast day of the holy innocents that were slaughtered by King Herod. It's important to understand a little bit about King Herod. History calls him Herod the Great because of the fact he built so many outstanding buildings. However, his reign ended in disaster. And if you understand his life, you'll see he was one of the most wicked men of all of human history. On his way to take over the throne, he killed over 30 men that got in his way. He also murdered his wife, his two sons, his uncle, his mother-in-law, and a number of other relatives. One contemporary historian said that it was safer to be Herod's pet than it was to be his relative, because if you were his relative, you weren't going to live too long. Another thing he did was that when he knew he was dying, he gathered the most eminent men in his kingdom into the stadium in Jericho, and they were to be kept there until the news of his death. And as soon as the news of Herod's death reached them, all these men were to be massacred, because he said that he knew that no one would mourn his own death in his kingdom, but he wanted a nation to be mourning at the time of his death. That gives you a little bit of a glimpse into how wicked and evil this man was. So as we know the story from Scripture, the Magi, the astrologers, came to Jerusalem searching out the newborn king of the Jews. And they came to King Herod. And this is one thing you do not tell King Herod, is where is the newborn king of the Jews? So Herod tried to play a little game with them and said, when you find this newborn king, come back, and then I'll go and worship him too. Then he sent the astrologers off on their own. Why King Herod did not send some spies along is probably obvious, because the excitement for the Messiah was so intense that no one could keep this a secret. And so Herod could not even trust any of his own men to go along as a spy. So he just basically felt that these astrologers would go, find Jesus, come back, tell him, and then obviously Herod would have this newborn king of the Jews done away with. But when the astrologers did not come back because they were warned in a dream, Herod became furious, and anybody who got in his way, he eliminated. So for Herod, it was nothing to send out his soldiers to Bethlehem and to the surrounding area. And he just said, you know, we'll make sure that this child is killed. So he ordered the slaying of every boy 2 years and under. He wasn't taking any chances. And as far as the number of people that lived in Bethlehem at the time, it was about 1,000 people. So the scholars estimate that perhaps 20, maybe as many as 40 children were executed by King Herod's soldiers. And the tradition tells us there are perhaps 38 children, including 6 girls, who were killed by mistake. And so we see the fulfillment of Scripture, Rachel wailing for her children, but they are no more. What a terrible event this was when we think of the mothers and the fathers who lost their children during this massacre. However, these holy innocents are martyrs. They were the first martyrs. Even though they did not know Christ, they died in the place of Christ. And because of that, they're upheld as the first of the martyrs. And we eventually know what happened to King Herod. He died a terrible death, eaten by worms. And he, of course, even though history calls him Herod the Great, we, of course, know who the great ones were. The great ones were these holy, innocent children that were martyred in the place of Christ. And we cannot have this feast day without thinking of our own society today. And we think of all the unborn children that are slaughtered in their mother's womb. And we think of the 4,000 a day that are killed in our country legally, not by a mad tyrant, but by their own mothers and fathers and by our society. And so today is a day in which we should especially pray for the conversion of hearts, the conversion of our politicians, lawyers, doctors, ourselves, that we too will be truly converted to respect the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death.